information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Critic Cast, the 94th episode. And yeah, it's another pleasure being here with you. So a lot of things have happened this week. But before I talk about the news that happened this week, I'm going to have a summary of what happened at the recent Harare International Carnival, yeah? Lots of naked people, yeah? Some people are talking about, we'll talk about that later. And then I'm also going to talk about porn and your relationship. How does it affect it? I got views from all over, as well as my personal views on the matter. Okay, so that's that. Anyway, let's start off with the big news. First of all, the big news today, or at least this week, is Oscar Pistorius is going to be let out of prison on what they call correctional supervision, in which... Yeah, there's a whole bunch of conditions under which he has to live under, and he can't get an ankle tag. You can just take off his ankle and then just put it aside. So he can't get an ankle tag and that sort of thing. In reality, according to the law, he was only found guilty of negligence that caused somebody's death. So he's not viewed as a dangerous criminal, which is, I think, where people are catching feelings about the fact that he's out a year later. And I'm really sad about the Reeves Steenkamp family. But there's all this weird debate that where people are just like, yo, why is he out? He killed a human being. And if he was the only beneficiary of this law that they have in South Africa, then I'll be like, no, it's not fair. But, you know, in reality, that is the law in that country. And if the law says after a year, because they want to decongest their prisons, he can get out, but he's still, you know, under tabs for the next 4 years and that sort of thing, then that's fine. Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is. Also, what else happened this past week? Playboy, and I'm going to talk about that, in fact, in tying up with the porn story later. Playboy has said that it will stop showing pictures of nude people on its magazines. It's already done so in its online edition, and it's resulted in the average age of people who are reading its content dropping from 47 to 30, and a fourfold increase in the number of people going onto their website. So they're not, I don't have nudity, and the reason is because there's no novelty in nudity anymore, so they have to go mainstream and start writing some really cool articles and so forth, and that can get people's attention, because right now you can get all the porn you like by just going onto the internet. What else happened this week? Big news came out of South Africa. AB InBev, they're from a Belgian beer brewer. They have agreed a deal in which they'll take over SAB Miller. SAB Miller's got like 38% shareholding in Zimbabwe's Deltas, not the main shares, but, you know, the issued shares, so the ones that are available in the public. So how does it affect Zimbabwe? It's not quite sure at the moment, because AB InBev have got a very hands-on approach to their investments, while SAB Miller had a very decentralized system. If you're wondering how much the deal is worth, it's 109 billion. Yeah, who thought beer would ever take it this far? I can see notorious people. I never thought beer would take it this far. But I mean, so many people drink beer and that sort of thing. So you could see what could happen is if InBev should decide to retain its shareholding within Zimbabwe, which really is a really big drinking market. So I don't see them getting rid of their investment in here. Although they could get rid of it, be forced to do so in the United States, because they and SAB Miller are responsible for 70% of the market there, so they can't really, competition rules and so forth. The deal is subject to regulatory controls and that sort of thing, so that could have some legs yet. Also happening, South Africa got thinking about crime. Donald Sebolai, remember the guy who killed his girlfriend Dolly Chabalala, and then he ran away for a bit? Well, the long arm of the law not only caught him, but has convicted him of murder. So, yeah, we're not sure what the sentence will be, but, yeah, he's been convicted of murder. The heat wave. Did you guys experience the heat wave? Yeah, it's actually a thing. Especially when I'm watching the cricket, it was like, whoa, how are people playing cricket out there? And speaking of cricket, Zimbabwe won the series against New Zealand, I wish. Ireland, 2-1, winning the first two matches and clinching the series, but then failed to do the whitewash. It's because, you know, I don't know, this is what it is. But they're getting better. I mean, it's great to see guys like Richmond and Mutumbami and so forth begin to play cricket and that sort of thing. Then finally, in football, Zimbabwe's football team is getting ready to play against the men's football team is getting ready to play against the football team from Lesotho in the CHAN championship. Coach Kaluso Pasua has kicked some people out for misbehaving. Yeah. Can anyone act like a boss? And then the women's team is playing a game on the same day against Cameroon, and all they need to do is win by 1-0 and they'll be through to the Olympics. Yeah. Wouldn't that be exciting? Yeah. I'm excited. I don't know. Women's football just looks a bit slow, though. It's like, looks like it's in slow motion. I don't know. It is what it is. It's Larry. Listen to the Criticast. That is the Criticast. The name is Larry. Now we're going to talk about the Harare International Carnival, that international carnival that took place between, what was this? This was the whole month leading up to this past week when there was a big street party and that sort of thing. I'm going to talk about the different things that made it really awesome. The different things. Look, street line parties for days. There were dancers, there was musicians, there were jazz festivals. There were all sorts of things that happened, especially in the last week. You had nights where you had niche products. So there were times you had Roomba night, you had Samba night. And can we say these Samba girls are really hot? If you didn't see them, I don't know what you were doing. They are hot. And what I think does is that it's a carefully curated space in which allows for different cultures to be showcased. And for me, that is what makes it work. Before, it hasn't really worked because primarily the timing was like May. Okay, there's another reason. You just came out of Haifa, right? And being part of Haifa and just being there and all that sort of thing, and then you're trying to get artists to be excited once again. And it's the same time as the school fees month and all that sort of thing. And so people just get like, there's a hangover and people are broke. And the time of the month, it's the time of the year, it's bloody cold, isn't it? So you've got all those factors that make it difficult to go out. So what you do is that now when you've got the September-October period, people have survived the whole September period in which they didn't have money for school fees and so forth. And now in October, early October especially, now they can go out and have a bit of a jaw. And what it did feel like is that it felt like it was part of the people. You know, people from Masalad were also coming into town to come see what this was all about. You don't even have to oversell it. It simply sells itself. It works. It just works because it's Nongo Shanda. And who doesn't want to see hot girls dancing in the street? I like to see hot girls dancing in the street. And it also kept young people engaged because a lot of the crowd was engaged, was young people. Dancehall, of course, was like the biggest thing in the whole thing if you were there on First Street and so forth. I would say, look, it's a huge mega party that happens in town. And what I would like to see next year is a situation where they close off, you know, most places around the city and just make one big party in town. Imagine that. You just decide that you got these uptown clubs. They come and take over a certain section of the town and they start playing music that they like to play in that area. And everybody just comes into the city CBD and has one big party. That's what I like to see. Because just getting everybody, just, you know, the vibe that was there in the city center was just incredible. And for me, there's like a huge space for something to happen there. And of course, please invite more of the Samba girls. And let's get some South Africans in there as well. Of course, we want to see the South African girls. We want to see more of them. Pretty exciting. For those people that are getting all prudish and so forth, look, there are cultures out there. It's different cultures. It's like there was one silly story which came out and, what you call it, a local musician, Willis Watafi, was someone who went and decided to have him, to report him to the police because he went and performed in South Africa in a video in which there were these women who were topless and they said, no, why is he out there with people who have got young girls who are, you know, in ceremonies and they're all topless and so forth. And I'm just like, those are cultures. If you're thinking sexual when you see that, the problem is you. It's not the problem isn't the people that are practicing their cultures. The problem is you. You need to deal with your issues. Make your issues my issues, or anybody's issues for that matter. It is the Criticast, and this is the final section in which I talk about relationship issues. And today, I pose the question, is there really anything wrong with porn in a relationship? Is it fine? Is there a problem? Should people watch it? Should people not? Does it affect the relationship in any way, for that matter? I sent the question out on social media, on both WhatsApp and on Facebook. And first of all, I'm going to put out the response on social media, and as far as WhatsApp is concerned, then I will read what people had to say on WhatsApp, or rather on Facebook, before I give my personal opinion on the matter.
Say watching porn is good, because some people have no aunt that can tell them or teach them skills in love making. So it's good when you watch porn, you learn things, but then it becomes bad when you become addicted to it, or maybe your partner doesn't like it. It's not right then. But if you're all comfortable, you just watch it together, be in the mood and do it. That's all. I would just say it's good anyway. There's nothing wrong about watching it. That's all I can say tonight. Thank you.
Personally, I detest pornography, and people bringing it into their relationship, doesn't it violate something? Like, really, what are you looking for? It just sounds unreasonable. But then, people are people. As long as someone is not forcing anyone into doing the things that they don't want to do. But personally, it's a no-no, like a huge no. We ain't gonna do that.
I think all things are good and balanced, or work perfectly when they are balanced. And it also depends what the type of relationship you have or how open you are about certain things. I find porn pretty interesting, and it gives me good conversation with the guy I'm with or whatever, and healthy doses of it. And I say healthy because people get addicted to this shit. So yeah, healthy doses of porn are really interesting, you know, especially for those of us that like to get mildly kinky. So yes, everything in his healthy dose, which is not much, not too much, because it could be creepy.
Hi Larry. Yeah, your question is a bit tricky depending on the interest of a person, but on my side, I think pornography is a bad thing, especially in regard to relationship, because the two parts tend to compare the performance, especially after they've met sex. So it tends to weaken the relationship, because the guy or the girl will be comparing what they've seen in the clip and what they just did. And they are also on your level to that, because you'll be forcing yourself to do things which are out of your league. That is what I think.
Okay, does porn affect a relationship? Definitely so. And I think it's both negative and positive. For one, if you're not into it and your partner is, you know, it's going to get really awkward for you, because you'll just be standing there uncomfortably while he or she is enjoying themselves, and, you know, it's just so awkward. And you know what? You know, it has some really high and difficult expectations, you know, which will end up with you doubting and questioning yourself, because some porn star made moves that you can't even begin to try. It will just turn you into this jealous, angry person. It's just awkward. But on the other hand, you know, it's positive, but you should do it as a couple. It would make more sense. And number two, I mean, you explore new things together, and as they say, a couple that watches porn together could likely most probably sort of stay together longer than most people. I don't know the facts, I'm just saying. And yes, I think there is an unhealthy level. I mean, after all, there is such a thing as porn addiction. And imagine if your partner starts hiding this away from you, you know, becomes distant, starts acting weird. It's just really strange for you. So I think this is just one of those things that couples should do and or share, but not all the time, obviously. You'll get into it. You'll grow together eventually, somehow.
Yeah, those are the opinions on WhatsApp. And then just to give you opinions that were there on Facebook, Brian says, personally, it's not good. Porn lowers my testosterone level, so it's a no-no. While Bonnie says, depends on the couple. Some find it stimulating, some don't. I believe it gets unhealthy when it becomes an addiction. And then Marcy says, porn is just like all the other sexual stimulants has risks. Like all other sexual stimulants has risks. How you navigate the level of acceptability depends on loads of things. If it's improving your sex life, continue with the dose. That makes things improve. If porn gives you problems in your relationship, stop it, because it's defeating the point. Porn varies too. So what others call porn, some call a sexy movie, and can happily watch in company. The relationship should drive the amount and type of porn that is acceptable, but porn shouldn't be the basis for the relationship. Ask yourself, if porn was removed from the relationship, would you still want to be in that relationship? Yes or no will tell you if you're doing it if you're overdoing it or too reliant on it. You just want a good balance. My opinion, I think the last audio that came out just pretty much said it. There is a certain level. I mean, acceptability, what is too much porn? Well, if you're watching it every day, that worries me a little bit. Especially starts interfering with different aspects of your life. You just need that stimulant and so forth. And then it also creates, sometimes with some people, it creates an unrealistic expectation as far as the sexual relationship. So they expect that every time they have sex, they need to do certain things. Otherwise, it's not a complete sex act. So it's a difficult one because different people react differently to it. So you can't expect that. What if somebody watching five pornographic movies in their whole life is way too much, because it scarred them for life, because they don't have they're not in that space where they can handle it differently. And then there are those who watch it every other day and they know its place and so forth. So it's an individual thing. But ultimately, if you're in a relationship with the other person, there must be full disclosure. And it's more important to communicate with your partner as far as what they like or do not like than it is to go and try and find out what Jenna Jameson or you know, whichever porn star out there likes it, and then try to transfer all that onto your partner. And also, I think it's a bit too much if you can list 10 porn stars by name. Yeah, when you get to that level, and if you got your favorite porn stars, how you got your favorite movie stars, you get your favorite porn stars, and you got like Google alerts for every time they do something. I think that's a bit worrying. I think it's weird, actually. I don't know. It is what it is. With that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's episode of the Quiddicast. Remember, I'm on ZFM Stereo every Friday between 6:30 and 7 p.m. on The Switch with my co-host Kundai Chianika, and it's powered by The Movement. Also, catch me on Tuesdays between 6 and 6:30 on Tuesday Night Football on the same station, ZFM Stereo. If you're online, you can listen to it on www.zfmstereo.co.zw. And with that, I say get in touch with me via email. The email address is info@larikwidirai.com, or you can get to me on Twitter @Kwidirai. Other than that, I leave you with this saying. There's a lot that's going on in the world. You do not have to understand everything. But that doesn't mean you should be ignorant. The name is Larry. It's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?